Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very much delighted to welcome you all to this city of Incheon, a city with an international airport open for traffic to and from the world, and which is at the same time the second largest port in Korea. Now that STAR initiative deals with primarily the question of how to secure the flow of goods and peoples by developing measures how to protect international aviation, ships, cargoes, and people in transit, I think this city, Incheon, serves a very ideal and symbolic place for Korea to host this STAR 3 conference. I would like to extend my particular thanks to those delegates who covered long distance across the Pacific, countries like Peru, Chile, and Canada, United States, and Russia, and many others covered long distance to come over to this city. Well, I'm very happy to find them all in good shape and in good health, in spite of very tiring and long travel. For many of us have to stay awake throughout the daytime of today and tomorrow while our families and friends back home have a good night's sleep or have a good rest. But let me tell you that now that we work on STAR Initiative, their rest tonight and their business tomorrow will be more peaceful, more prosperous, and safer. The STAR Initiative, which were adopted and set forth in the Statement on Fighting Terrorism and Promoting Growth at Los Cabos in 2002, can be deemed a very successful achievement of APEC, providing a foundation to address both security and trade facilitation. Two previous STAR conferences brought a wide range of participation from governments, businesses, academia, and international organizations, and produced tangible outcomes. Much progress has been made in enhancing the security of ships, ports, and airline passengers. In addition, these initiatives have provided opportunities for policymakers and businesses together to seek the most effective and efficient security measures while suppressing economic costs at a minimum level. It is no exaggeration that the environment of international security is literally changing every day. New measures are being adopted at national, regional, and international levels, and the technology for counterterrorism is rapidly developing. Therefore, cooperation and exchange of information are crucial for counterterrorism. No nation can abolish terrorists and root out terrorism in the world on their own. I firmly believe that APEC is a well-suited forum for such cooperation and networking. As continuously reaffirmed by APEC leaders, ministers, and senior officials, terrorism is a threat to human security, stability, and growth in the region. Korea has strongly supported and participated in the APEC activities for counterterrorism and enhancing human security. In this sense, Korea, as a host of APEC 2005, placed a high priority on counterterrorism and the development of STAR initiatives. Under the theme of APEC 2005, which is Towards One Community, Meet the Challenge, and Make the Change, we are going to redouble our efforts, particularly to ensure a transparent and secure business environment. APEC should keep united to strenuously fight against terrorism and to secure a safe environment throughout the region based on the firm belief that our efforts will render direct benefits to our business people by lowering transaction costs. The successful convening of STAR 3 is important to implement the commitment agreed upon by our leaders and ministers. STAR 3 will focus on aviation security and maritime aviation, enabling a focused discussion on key areas for STAR initiatives. The discussion and views that we're going to have today and tomorrow will be fully reflected in this year's outcome. I hope all participants take part in the discussion openly and extensively and share benefits of STAR 3 initiatives together. I welcome you once again to Korea and thank you very much for your kind attention. Thanks.